Hey, Happy Friday. This week, Apple designers apparently cheered as the guy who came up with liquid glass finally left the company. Samsung came up with the Trifold, and it's actually pretty great. And Proton announced Sheets, which is also pretty great. Welcome to the Friday Checkout. This video is sponsored by Insta360's Black Friday Deals. Okay, for my first story of the week, Bloomberg reported that Apple design executive Alan Dai was poached by Meta in a major coup. This is the guy who's most famously responsible for Liquid Glass and other recent software designs at Apple, and will now help design software for Meta's smart glasses instead. And the reactions that have been coming out of Apple have been pretty brutal so far, like popping champagne levels of brutal. The Apple veteran John Gruber on his website Daring Fireball talked to his sources and got some pretty incredible lines. His approach was almost entirely superficial / visual, and Dai had no background in user interface design. He came from a brand and print advertising background. And that was definitely the main criticism against Liquid Glass. It felt pretty for the sake of being pretty, and at the expense of actual usability, which they then had to tone down a lot. Which internally, the designers apparently agreed with. Gruber wrote that, quote, "I'm aware of dozens of designers who've left Apple out of frustration over the company's direction, and that, quote, everyone that I've spoken to is happy, if not downright giddy, at the news that LeMay, the new guy, is replacing Dai. There are effectively zero design critics who've been on his side, and there's nearly universal agreement among actual practitioners of user interface design that Alan Dai is a fraud who led the company deeply astray." Wow, this coming from Gruber, who's both extremely well-connected with people at Apple and also generally pretty pro-Apple, is just brutal. He said that Dai leaving could be the best thing to happen to Apple's human interface design in the entire stretch since Steve Jobs' passing and Scott Forstall's ouster. Meanwhile, he also said that members of Dai's inner circle are leaving Apple to Meta with him too. Now, I've left a link to the full article below, as I do with every new story now, but I really recommend reading this because it's unlike anything else that you've read before. And while John Gruber says that Dai's replacement, the new guy, is almost universally beloved by actual designers and should bring Apple back to their form, it's also pretty clear that the firm's leadership actually liked the Liquid Glass guy, and that he was not only not fired, but that his leave actually came as a pretty big shock to them. Which makes sense since they just put him on stage, which they'd never do for a guy that they didn't want to keep. So I think him leaving now is great news for the company, but him not being forced out earlier for apparently being an idiot is not good news for the company. Anyway, for my second story of the week, the Galaxy Z Trifold was officially announced, and I have to say, while I was really skeptical about it in advance, seeing the final product has me almost converted. Well, almost. As expected, the outside of it looks basically identical to my Fold 7, just with an extra slab, and it even has the same cameras and the same chip, but the device also unfolds to a large 10-inch tablet now. The multitasking on that looks pretty sick, and it also now supports DeX. You can even add a little kickstand with a case, and then it also pairs to a keyboard and a mouse, and then you can turn that into a PC. I always thought that one of the weakest things about the DeX was that you had to have all the accessories with you, and by the time I have a monitor with me, I might as well just carry a laptop all around. But then given that that is kind of built into this device now, it's getting more and more attractive. You just need a Bluetooth keyboard and a mouse, but actually pretty cool. Now, dampening my enthusiasm significantly is, of course, a weight of more than 300 grams, a price tag that's likely around $2,500 to $3,000, and also the fact that it's coming to Korea first, and then next year to the US, China, Singapore, and the UAE, but not other countries for now. Anyway, Counterpoint has just revealed the last quarter's global sales figures for foldables, and not only has the category grown by 14%, Samsung also managed to increase its market share from 56% to 64% this year. This is due to the Fold 7 in particular doing very well, so that's a good sign that Samsung has a decent little market for itself and might expect some success for the Trifold as well. Okay, and for my third story of the week, Proton has just launched Sheets. This means you can now open and edit spreadsheets right in your browser within Proton Drive and do so collaboratively with end-to-end encryption. I tried it out briefly and everything seemed to work really nicely. If you sync your files to your computer, those then show up in a proprietary format called .protonsheet, and while they can't be opened locally with any normal spreadsheet editor, you can at least export them from the browser as an Excel, CSV, or TSV file. I was also able to open existing Excel documents in Proton Sheets, but weirdly enough, not ODS files, which are the open document format that is supported by the likes of LibreOffice. So things are not quite perfect yet, but they actually work pretty well, and Proton is slowly building out a real nice portfolio. And then moving on to our release monitor, we start with the Anti-Gravity A1. This is the world's first proper 360-degree drone from Insta360, and after many teasers, it just had its official announcement today. It starts at $1,600, which is a very hefty price tag for a drone that falls into the sub-250-gram category, but at least this includes the goggles, the controller, and a bunch of accessories. Then, also this week, Sony announced the A7 Mark V, which is an all-round upgrade with better image quality, thermals, and battery life. And everyone's favorite Gerald Undone says that cameras have gotten so good that there's basically nothing to complain about anymore.
All cameras are good now.
Yeah, I think I have to agree. And meanwhile, last in our release monitor is the Nubia Fold, which launched as the foldable with the largest battery ever. It rocks a 6,560 mAh unit, but weirdly enough, it's only available in Japan for now. As usual, the links to all the newly announced products and also all the news articles that I talk about are in the description now. Last time you really liked that, so I keep doing that, and now let's move on to the brief. Talking of things that I'll be linking to, Jingle Jam, the yearly charity event, now has an option to let you spend £35 to get access to hundreds of pounds worth of classic games, while your money actually gets donated to WWF. That's a win-win, and a really good deal. Then, moving on to sillier news, Motorola and Pantone have announced the color of the year for 2026 this week, which is apparently white? Are we being pranked white as the color of the year? But nope, they're calling it Cloud Dancer, and you can buy a Motorola phone with this exclusive and amazing new color. Cool. And then in more things that sound like a bad joke, India this week first demanded the installation of a government app on every single smartphone sold in the country. But then after people freaked out about it having access to the phone's call log, memory, and camera, the government thankfully walked back on these plans for now. The government also wanted to make it so that you couldn't actually uninstall or disable the app, which is some pretty wild thinking, and here's to hoping that this doesn't actually come back later. Meanwhile, continuing with the stupid news, Zillow decided to drop their climate risk scores after their agents complained of lost sales. And that is despite Zillow itself finding that more than 80% of buyers consider climate risks when purchasing a new home. But hey, knowing whether a house that you want to buy might get burned down or get flooded is too woke for 2025, so this information cannot be trusted upon the people. Won't someone think of the poor real estate agents who really want to sell you a risky house? Anyway, moving on, after nearly 30 years, Crucial decided to stop selling RAM to consumers. Crucial is, of course, the consumer brand of the US memory chip giant Micron, and they decided that there is not enough memory supply to feed both you and the data centers that need it for AI, so screw you, the data centers are getting all the supply going forward. Nice. Then continuing with the chips, Samsung this week also teased the Exynos 2600, their upcoming flagship chip, and while we don't really know any details yet, they explicitly said that, quote, "in silence we listened," which implies that they at least heard our criticism. Now, does that mean that they actually improved things enough to make that criticism go away? We don't know, but at least they listened. And then in more chip news, the Trump administration has apparently decided to take an equity stake in the former Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger's chip startup. The company is called X-Lite, and they'll get up to $150 million. They're designing a new type of laser that would go into high-end EUV machines for making chips, like those from ASML. This deal would make the US government the largest shareholder in X-Lite, just like it's the largest shareholder in Intel already, which is very unusual indeed. And then in hilariously stupid news, Microsoft just brought out their retro sweaters for the year, and would you believe it, there's a Copilot icon on a retro sweater? I choose to believe that even the designers were ashamed of this stupidity, and so in one of the photos, they fold the sweater over itself so you can't actually see the Copilot icon, but of course it's still there. This is just so weird. Okay, and I looked at my numbers, and you guys really seemed to love last week's spot, so I decided to tell you a little bit more about the Insta360 Ace Pro 2, with all of its cool new accessories and the videography bundle that is still on Black Friday discount for less than 48 hours, and now even includes a free microphone as a gift. The bundle includes a cage, a strap, and a bunch of swappable lenses, among other things. The camera slides into the cage, after which you plug it in with the USB-C port, and so the cage becomes a power bank for it. The whole thing then becomes really nice and ergonomic, it gains a nice and clicky shutter button, and then also a little dial for flipping through settings like color presets or whatever else you assign to it. The screen is still adjustable even in the cage, so you get all the right angles too. Meanwhile, on the top, there's also place for a little zoom nipple next to the shutter button, and also a little optional hood to block out the sun, which you can pop on and off magnetically. As for the lenses, you have three which you can swap between for different looks. There's a macro close-up lens, there's a cinematic one that's basically anamorphic, and also an ultra-wide that gives you an amazing 189 degrees of field of view. The anamorphic creates this unique image that's extremely wide but kind of cropped on the top and the bottom, which I find really nice for storefronts or for anything where you want to focus on that kind of horizontal length. The ultra-wide I've already shown you last week is great for an extreme fisheye look, and both of these pair extremely well with Leica color presets, and also their Leica lens. The images that you can see are all straight out of the camera with no tweaks. And then the macro, of course, is for when you want to get really close to something. But then in addition to the bundle, you can also get a cute little Bluetooth photo printer that turns your camera into basically a Polaroid. It's adorable. Of course, without a cage, you probably already know what the Ace Pro 2 can do. It's a classic action camera, and a really good one at that, with a huge sensor that I've already shown you on many of my dive videos. And for less than 48 hours after the video goes live, you can still get both $100 off the camera, plus if you use my link, also a free additional microphone. This microphone pairs with your camera automatically and sounds great. The microphone is an exclusive gift that I got from my viewers, so be sure to use my link in the description for both that and the discount. Happy shooting, and I'll see you next Friday.